Hi, welcome to the Pod Queen podcast. And in this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you why having all your print-on-demand eggs in more than one basket is a really good idea. So you've gone to the effort of creating a fabulous design that you want to put across all these products, and it really suits the products. You've got it positioned in the right place. Why limit it to just one position, one part of the internet? Why limit it to just Redbubble or just Amazon or just your own website? Why not let as many people as possible see it, get the benefit of it, have the inspiration to buy it? Because let's face it, the more people who see it, the more people will buy it, the more people whose lives it's going to enrich. So what we want to do is we want it to be across as many products and in as many faces as possible. But Joe, you're always saying not to overwhelm people and not to have too many products because they're all in your face and a confused mind never buys. Yes, I know. And I still hold to that. Don't worry. I totally still believe that. What I'm saying is that you can get your products across more platforms, onto more places so they can be seen. So for something like Redbubble or Amazon, where there's already loads of products out there already, it's already overwhelming. It doesn't really make much difference if you've got 10 products in that niche, 100 or 1,000, because there's already lots and lots of products. However, if we're looking at your own website, your own little private area, that's where you don't want to overwhelm people. That's where you don't want people to go, oh, I like that slogan, but that slogan means almost exactly the same thing. Which one will speak to my friend most? Oh, I don't know which she'd like. Oh, I think I'll just get her something else. Whereas what I'm talking about here is getting things so that people, whatever site they're on, whether they're looking for their gifts or stuff for themselves on TeePublic, or whether they're looking on Spreadshirt, or whether they're looking on Society6, or whether they're looking on Amazon, or whether they're looking on Google, are they going to see your products? Are they going to get access to them? Are they going to view them to be able to at least make that buying decision, at least know that these things were available? So we've all got, everybody has, and so have your customers, all got our favorite places to buy, whether you just love the convenience of just going straight onto Amazon and popping into their search bar, finding something. And yeah, maybe it's not always exactly what you wanted, but it'll do. It'll be here in a day or a couple of days. I'll get that one. Or whether maybe you like to spend a bit more time over it. Maybe you like to look at different suppliers. Perhaps you like to read the reviews, see what other people have made of it, see if other people are happy with their products, see if they've arrived on time and things like that. Maybe you've had a really good experience from one particular site. So I like to buy things from Redbubble, for example, because I know they come fairly quickly. And I feel like I'm supporting other artists. I'm supporting other print-on-demand people like me, other podders. So I really like that. And plus, I like the fact that it's a bit more interesting than going to some mass market provider, like going to a shop or a big chain store or something like that. So why, if I've got all my products and all my designs all over all these different platforms, why, if I'm doing that already and I'm a complete strumpet, I've got them everywhere, why am I not holding back when it comes to having my own website as well? Why is it so important to have my own website as well? I'm not a control freak, but I like to have an element of control. And with the platforms, you really don't. However, with your own website, you are getting people's email addresses. You are getting information. You are the person in charge of things like customer relations. You can be doing your email funnels. You can be doing all your email marketing, all related to taking people to that site. And because the buck stops with you, you get a certain amount more flexibility too. But there's more than just that. Say I want to run Facebook ads or Google ads. If I want to do advertising and I'm sinking money into it, I certainly don't want to be sending people somewhere where they can see lots of other people's products. Now, obviously, the exception to this is something like Amazon ads, because I can do Amazon ads and send them to my product. But I have to go into that with my eyes open, knowing that, yes, I'm sending them to my product, but they might get distracted and they might go on to look at other people's things. Now, having said that, so the benefit with Amazon and what you're paying for with your Amazon ads is to get at the top of those listings and be the first one people see. But people do still see the other listings. Whereas with something like a Facebook ad, you are directing them to your website. They're getting to your website. That's it. You've got them. They're looking at your products. And does it really matter fundamentally whether they buy the t-shirt with this slogan on or this slogan on? It doesn't matter because they're both yours and you're going to get your royalty anyway. It's a sale. A sale's a sale. Doesn't matter which product it is by that point. The only difference would be if you say you had two different quality t-shirts and you really want to push them more towards the high-end one, but you've got a budget one, and they end up choosing the budget one. Well, these are all decisions that you've had to make while you've been building your website and deciding on what stock you want to have. Is it wise to have different levels of things? Again, we might be getting into overwhelm here. So, Joe, now are you telling me that not only do I have to spend my time creating these wonderful designs, but also then I've got to spend it on a repetitive rigmarole of putting them on all these different sites, print-on-demand sites and platforms? What happened to the allowing you time to sleep and eat and live your glorious life? Well, fear not, because there's a solution, and the solution is automation. And the wonderful thing with automation is you set it up once, you do have to, it does take a little bit of fiddling about and jiggery pokery, but they have how-to videos in my favorite site, which is Merch Titans. So with Merch Titans, they show you how in the videos, and then it's very simple each time. It's just literally flicking a switch each time to say which site you want to go on, and you can put it on all of them. And it works for Amazon Merch On Demand. Yeah. Printful, and I'll get to that again in a moment. Spreadshirt, TeePublic, and Redbubble. Five places at once. Brilliant. And you can, as I say, untoggle them, which means that you don't necessarily have to do it onto Merch On Demand if you want to, don't want to. Say, for example, if you've been watching my Merch On Demand videos, you know that you haven't got enough slots left. So if you haven't got enough slots to be able to upload 100 products, say, or 50 products, or another 10 products, then maybe you want to untoggle Amazon for that and wait till you've got some more slots. But then you can still do all the others. So that pin that I just put in Printful is an integration. So that means it links to Amazon Seller Central, also Etsy, eBay, and your own website if you've got a Shopify store. So that means you're using automation for suddenly those four platforms that I mentioned, but then also all these other areas via the Printful integration. Magnificent. Just magnificent. So that covers, I mean, it's a whistle-stop tour, but that covers the print-on-demand for products side of things. But you've got those designs sitting there. They're working for you on t-shirts and mugs and hoodies and duvet covers and deck chairs or whatever. But we haven't finished yet, because then you could go ahead and use them as a notebook cover for KDP, Amazon Kindle Direct Publishing. It's very easy to go into Canva and create a lined notebook. Or maybe you want to get a little bit more exotic and do something like a planner or a journal or a logbook or something like that. And there are loads and loads of inserts, these templates that you can buy from places like Creative Fabrica. And as I always say, edit them, change them, do something different. Because think about the buying experience. Think about the person who buys it from Amazon, because we're talking KDP. The person who buys it from Amazon and they open it, and then inside it's exactly the same as the one they bought from somebody else last week, because all you've done is change the cover. You haven't changed anything on the inside. So yeah, mix it up a bit. Okay, obviously with a lined notebook, people are not going to get overexcited about the fact it's another lined notebook. That's what they've bought. But if they've bought something a little more interesting, a colouring book, a planner, a journal, they probably expect you to put a little bit more work in rather than just downloading something generic. But then what about digital assets? What about selling just the file? Just that file that contains that image. So you're not actually doing any of the work yourself, just the image that you've already created. People buy those. And if you want to make it slightly different so that nobody can actually buy and create exactly the same notebook or t-shirt or mug or hoodie or all of those other things as you, you can do that. That's not going to take you long. Do a little tweak, make a little addition, maybe make it not quite so special or make it more special, whatever you think. And of course, going right back to the beginning of when you're doing your design, it's so easy if it's something like a slogan-based design or a picture with a slogan underneath. It's so, so easy to simply change the colour of the text. Why am I saying to basically just duplicate the same design? Because a dark t-shirt needs light text and a light t-shirt needs dark text. And think about how many people buy a t-shirt in white and how many people buy a t-shirt in black. Have both options. It will take you milliseconds to make that change. And then simply go back to your automation, go back to your uploading onto KDP and do it with a different color scheme. Why not? And, oh, of course, there's another thing as well. When you're in the platforms, because if you followed my How to Design Magic Merch design advice and you've saved with a transparent background, don't forget, you're going to be able to change the colour of the background. So, for example, looking at something like Redbubble, and obviously there's different versions in all the other platforms, but thinking just specifically about Redbubble here, we've got all these all-over print products. So we've got things like a mouse mat. We've got things like a duvet cover, a scarf, a dog mat, a cat mat. All of those things, you change the background colour and it looks like a completely different design, but all you've done is change the background colour. Go with the seasons. Go for something a little out there that's going to draw the eye. Why not? Because it's going to be really quick to do. All you do is literally go into Redbubble and copy it. Or, of course, do it again in your automation. So go on. Go and repurpose things. Make the most. Really, really utilize those designs that you've put so much time and effort into creating. And then later on, we'll talk about what happens when you've written a book. How can you maximize that? Well, what about turning it into an audiobook? There's always another place, another step that you can take these things to. And the only real limit with print on demand, with passive income in general, is your imagination. So don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Just put in @JoWildsmith and you'll find me. In the meantime, I'll leave you to it and I will see you on the next episode.